This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. 50 years after the events of the final Harry Potter books, and Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote an entire series of fan fiction books based on Hogwarts. This is book one in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys. More is everyone. Welcome to another Owl Post edition of Harry Potter and the Boys. This is the last Owl Post before we hit the final episode. Well, not the final episode, but the final chapter. I guess it'll be the final episode of season one of this show. We finally did it, guys. We're up to the last chapter in Harry Potter of the Boys. That episode comes out on Tuesday. I have recorded the episode, so I do now know how the episode finished, how the book finishes, rather. And I have a very special guest who came on and did a fantastic read of the chapter. I don't know if I want to give it away on this. It's someone who has never appeared on the podcast before, and someone who is someone that I admire very, very much. So, I won't give it away here. If you're in the podcast, if you're in my Discord, which is a group chat where there's a channel about Harry Potter and the Boys, I will reveal it on there. So if you want to jump in the Discord, please do so. Huge thank you to all of the people who jumped on the Patreon. Patreon.com/RadioMike is the best way to support me. That is a general Patreon for all of my content, including my other podcast, 20th Century Boy, and of course, this podcast. Thank you to everyone who has jumped on. We now have, I think, 40 patrons, I'm looking, as of today. This is huge for me. I'm so impressed and grateful for it. It's amazing. So thank you so much. As little as a dollar a month really helps support this show. And guys, you know, just want to take this Owl Post edition of the show to, you know, to say thank you. This all started a very long time ago. Well, really, this started when I was in grade 4 at my primary school and wrote the original version of Harry Potter and the Boys outside of the school canteen. And sadly, that version of the story will never be seen because I don't know where it is, but you know, I then found it when I was in year 7 and kind of digitized and changed it and made it into what you're hearing today, which is very, very cool. And of course, we will start on the second book. What's going to happen, I think, is on Tuesday will be the final chapter of book one, which is chapter 32. From there, the next week will be a special version of the podcast that is like a celebration and a recap of the first book. Still accepting anyone's favorite moments if they want to hear like a compilation of moments or any feedback at all on the first book, any fan theories, I would love for you to send them through. RadioMikePod@gmail.com is the best way to do so. And yeah, then the week after we'll do chapter one of book two in the series, which, should I reveal the title of book two? No, I'll keep the title of book two under wraps because I have Dave Ferrier, who has appeared on this podcast before. He is the artist who did the podcast art for Harry Potter and the Boys. So the artwork that you can see, which features the mature Harry Potter, Mr. Charger, Harold the Were-Basilisk, Derek, and I believe Rob and Michael, the two main boys in the book, or two of the main boys in the book, are on that cover as well. I have commissioned Dave Ferrier to do a brand new podcast artwork for the second book. So I'll explain later in more detail, but the podcast will still be called Harry Potter and the Boys, but it'll now be book two, Harry Potter and the whatever the title is, which I won't reveal now. So the podcast doesn't change. It's still called Harry Potter and the Boys, but we will be reading book two of my Harry Potter fan fiction, and super excited to get into that. I have flicked through a bit of it, and it is a doozy. I will say it does it doesn't lend as much. From what I can see, it doesn't lend as much from Chamber of Secrets as Harry Potter and the Boys is influenced by the Philosopher's Stone. I think it does lend from a bunch of Harry Potter stuff a lot, but it is kind of going in its own direction, which I think is cool. So I'm really excited to start that, and I hope you guys are excited. Send through any fan theories, as I already said. And as well as that, I do need to do a huge thank you to all of the guests who have appeared in the first season of this podcast. So I'm going to do a quick shout out to all of them. So Luke Kidgel, he popped in a few times. Huge thanks to Luke. He was the first ever guest, and he's popped up a few times. Zach Miller, of course, has been a huge part of this podcast. Zach has done some amazing episodes of this podcast, and I definitely hope Zach will come back a fair bit over the second book, because I really love his input and what he does. Exact same goes for Sammy Garlep, who's been on the show a bunch of times. Super funny, and again, just riffs off the book so well, so I love having him on, and again, hope he'll be back a lot for season two of the podcast. I think he's had the most appearances, and then I think Zach might be the second most. Jack Post, of course, friend of all of my content, has been on a couple times as well, and I hope he will come back. He's had some fantastic moments, including one of the most viral moments on the show, which was a little rave we did about a guy called James Brayshaw, who was an AFL commentator on the Harry Potter podcast. So that went really viral on TikTok. Keelan Brown popped up on one episode. Great episode. Hopefully Keelan comes back for season two. Lewis Spears, of course. A lot of people really enjoy his take on the books. Had a great time with him. Ruben Solo popped up in chapter 10. I'd love to get Ruben back, but I feel like he's getting a bit too big for me now. Alice Tovey. She did a great episode that was centered around Quidditch. So I would love to have Alice back sometime soon. Tim McDonald, of course. Please don't think I haven't tried to get Tim McDonald back on the pod. He is huge now. So he's ignoring my texts. Tim, I have noticed you're ignoring my texts. I would love for you to jump back on the podcast at some point, but I understand you're very busy, but I loved that episode. Meg Archibald popped up with Luke on one episode. She was great. I'd love to do a solo episode with her. Of course, Tom and Ollie, great episode. Radio duo here in Melbourne, nationally actually, and they were fantastic. Loved having them on. Dave Lee from Dave Lee Down Under, one of my favorite YouTube channels. I'm so grateful to all these people for giving up their time, because, you know, this is a dumb podcast that we love. What's the, you know, the shameless podcast here in Australia? Their tagline is the podcast for smart people who love dumb stuff. And I feel like I want to say that this podcast, like Shameless, is also a podcast for smart people who like dumb stuff, including farts. But also, I do feel like this podcast might unfortunately be, and I'm sorry if you fit into this category, a podcast for dumb people who like dumb stuff. So figure out which category you fit into. Mikey D will definitely be back. He did a great read and came dressed as Harry Potter. Josh Perring, hope he'll come back. He did a great read as well. Producer Pat, I'm sure, will be back at some point. He popped on again. Patreon.com/RadioMike if you want to support me and Producer Pat, who does a lot of really hard work getting my stuff out there to people. So thanks to Pat. Jackie Hatton did two episodes. She was fantastic. So I hope, will be back. And of course, Dave Ferrier, as I said. The most recent guest as well, who you will find out. So that's all very exciting. And I'm just so grateful that people have, like, this podcast really, you know, has gotten some really big download numbers. And I think, obviously, Harry Potter is such a loved franchise that so many people want to kind of relive and re-experience in different ways. And I think if this podcast allows you to do that, that's awesome. And I love that. And I've loved people writing in. What I'd love in season two is if more people were writing in and contributing to the show. So especially because since we've come back from the hiatus over lockdown, there hasn't been as much There hasn't been as much outpost, but I think that's just like people are just figuring out that the podcast is back. One outpost that did come in, of course, was from Amy A, official correspondent of this show. Amy H in the Battle of the Amys has not returned as far as I can see. So disappointed in you, Amy H. Hopefully you come back. Amy says, hello, Hamora Mike. I don't know why I listened to this podcast while having lunch. Huge amount of fart and poop jokes in the last chapter. Probably not a good podcast to have on when you're eating, to be honest. She said, I can definitely knit a scarf for the show. Which house should I do? You can get Harry Potter knitting kits from Maya. Here's a link to the Ravenclaw one. Would love a Ravenclaw scarf, Amy, but you don't have to. Or a cheaper option would just be to get the yarn from Spotlight, but then it doesn't come with the patch. I'm knitting some footy scarves as Christmas presents. I'm not a November Christmas celebrator. I'm just starting early because they can take a while. Fair enough. So the HP one might have to wait till next year. Totally fine. Off the top of my head, my favorite moments from the podcast have been Dilrook's episode with the never-ending sentence. Did I mention Dilrook when I mentioned all the guests? Dilrook was fantastic as well. And Avada Kedavra said God, which was a funny moment. Can't wait to see what happens in the last episode. I had completely forgotten about those Pokemon spells and Derek's watch. I wonder if all the weird stuff that happened in the previous chapter will be explained, or if we'll be left with more questions than answers. Can answer that. There actually is a lot of explaining in the last chapter. A lot of stuff I feel like does get revealed that we didn't know before, and I feel like a lot of people will be pleased at the ending. Like, you do kind of find out a lot, but it also leaves a bunch of questions for the next book. From Amy, official correspondent of Harry Potter and the Boys, PSPSP. After reading the Harry Potter books yearly for the last 5 years, I think I've developed this special skill. Open a random Harry Potter book at a random page and read me a few lines. I'll tell you which book it is. Do you think that's impressive enough skill for the Hamish and Andy podcast? I will definitely put that forward if you email it in, Amy. I think that is actually a really good skill. Very, very impressive. From there, I want to do the meme, Harry Potter meme of the week, which what happens is while I'm recording this, I type in on Reddit, reddit.com/r/Harry Potter. And I start scrolling through to try and find a funny meme. Lots of text-based posts from what I can see so far. No image-based posts. And normally the best memes are image-based. Well, why are they all text-based? Come on. Give me some bloody Harry Potter memes, guys. There is no memes. Okay. Nothing. This is probably real. All right, I'm just going to Google Harry Potter memes. See what we got here. Okay, here's a classic one. It's the moment where Hagrid says to Harry, you're a wizard, Harry, and Harry says, I'm a what? But it's been changed to Hagrid is saying, you're a unit of power, Harry. And then Harry says, I'm a what? But is in what as in W-A-double-T. Now that's pretty funny because obviously, you know, it's you get it. You guys get it. I don't have to explain it. What else do we have here? Okay, here's one. It's Professor Quirrell. He's running into the Great Hall and he's going, troll in the dungeon, in that classic moment. Dumbledore is then saying, prefects will lead their houses back to the dormitories. And then Malfoy is saying, but the Slytherin dormitory is in the dungeon. And Dumbledore says, OMG, Malfoy, you act like I even care. Wow. Huge. Here's a good one. It's Ron Weasley in Half-Blood Prince. He's dressed as... It's at the Quidditch tryouts, so he's dressed as a keeper. And it says, if your boyfriend dresses like this, he's probably a keeper. I love that. That's very funny. Okay, that's probably it. I did want to talk one more thing. This is very cool and very exciting. So in terms of Harry Potter news, which we sometimes do on this, there has been a video game in the works, which is an open world Harry Potter video game where you are a student at Hogwarts and you join and learn all the magic and etc. It is called Hogwarts Legacy. It's kind of been in a weird development spot for a while. Like, we haven't had any updates on it for a while. I'm super excited for it. because I love video games and I have always wanted to play like a proper dedicated Harry Potter open world RPG. There has been a delay. There's been a few issues with staff that were working on the game. I think there's been a few like political issues with, you know, things and yeah. But we finally got an update on it. There is, well, it's barely an update. The only real update we got was that, okay, this is actually not news at all. Finally, we got news that there will be an update, an information update on the release date of this game soon. That is all we got. This game is coming, it will come out in 2022, but we don't know when, and it'll be on PC, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X. So if you're a gamer, this, it does look really good, and I think, you know, growing up, I'm sure a lot of you would have played like a Harry Potter game, like one of the franchise, like they try to adapt the movie into a game and they try to like, you know, some of them were like action RPGs, some of them were like puzzle games and they were pretty fun. But if you go back to them now and if you know much about gaming, like they were pretty average games. Most of them were pretty average games. But this, now that the franchise has so much money and they're taking steps into new media, including, you know, video games, spin-off movies, possible television series, I feel like this can have like, this game could be huge. Like, I'm really excited to play it. It looks amazing visually, and if the mechanics are sound, it should be a really fun game. So look out for that. Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy. It's set in the past, so Harry actually isn't in it. It's set, I think, in the 50s or the 40s, or maybe like I don't know. But yeah, it is coming soon, so look forward to that. Guys, thank you for sticking with Harry Potter and the Boys for all this time. Thank you for checking out, for jumping on board. And enjoy the last chapter before we head into book two. I can't believe this day has finally come. I started reading this on my other podcast, 20th Century Boy, in 2019. It's now the end of 2021. We finally got to the end of the first book. It's finally happening. Enjoy it. Please send me your thoughts. And again, the best way to support this show, if you can't support on Patreon, if you don't want to give money, totally fine. I get it. But sharing this podcast around, you know, put it in the group chat, pop it on your Instagram story, tag me in it, you know, send it to your friends, tell your friends they might like it. That is the best way to get it out there. And I would love to see people kind of talking about the show and posting it and sharing it around. That's the best way for it to grow. So thank you so much for listening. Cannot wait for you guys to hear the final episode on Tuesday. And yeah, goodbye, Homorus. I'll see you then. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.